This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy took to Fox News to defend the decision to strike a deal with the Biden administration to raise the nation's debt limit to avert a global crisis. And as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports, there are also some Republicans within his caucus who are also showing support.
This is a step in the right direction.
Despite some legislators taking to social media to criticize the deal, Republican Representative Dusty Johnson told CNN's State of the Union program that he's heard from several mainstream conservatives that they'll vote in favor.
There will be Freedom Caucus people who vote for this package. So when you're saying that conservatives have concerns, it is really the most colorful conservatives. Overwhelmingly, Republicans in this conference are going to support the deal. How could they not? It is a fantastic deal.
The expansion of work requirements for some recipients of food stamps has raised concerns among some Democrats.
Supporters of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan celebrated his victory after he won a runoff for a third term in power.
Thousands of jubilant Erdogan supporters celebrated in Turkey's streets.
We are very happy. We think Erdogan deserved to win. That was what had to happen. There couldn't have been another leader in this country.
Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulated his, quote, dear friend on his victory. The election was seen as one of the most consequential yet for Turkey. The opposition believed it had a strong chance of unseating Erdogan after his popularity was hit by a cost of living crisis.
It's Reuters' Olivia Zelino reporting. Russia's Interior Ministry has issued an arrest warrant for U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham following his comments related to the fighting in Ukraine. Graham met with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday. This is VOA News. Japan put its ballistic missile defenses on alert Monday, vowing to shoot down any projectile that threatened its territory after North Korea notified it of an imminent satellite launch, Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
North Korea says it has completed its first military spy satellite, and leader Kim Jong-un has approved final preparations for the launch. Analysts say the satellite is part of a surveillance technology program, which includes drones, and is aimed at helping nuclear-armed North Korea to strike targets in the event of war. Japan's defense ministry said in a statement it would use its Standard Missile 3 or Patriot Missile PAC-3 to destroy a North Korean missile. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told reporters such a launch would be a serious violation of UN Security Council resolutions condemning North Korea's nuclear and missile activity.
South Korea is striving to become the world's largest arms dealer with its speedy turnaround and delivery. An arms deal with Poland is its stepping stone to tap into the European market. Details from Reuters' Oman Lee.
Reuters spoke to more than a dozen executives and officials who say the deal will pave the way for Seoul's ambitions to be a world-class weapons supplier. Hanwha Aerospace Director Oh Kil-won.
The Czech Republic, Romania, Slovakia, Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and others were thinking of buying defense products only in Europe. But now it is more well known that you can buy at a low price and have it delivered quickly from South Korean companies too.
The deal was the country's biggest ever of its kind, and it promised hundreds of domestically designed rocket launchers, howitzers, tanks, and fighter jets.
China's first domestically made passenger jet has flown its maiden commercial flight as China looks to compete with industry giants such as Boeing and Airbus. We get more from Reuters' Gabe Singer.
A COMAC official recently said the company has won over 1,200 plane orders from at least 32 customers so far, the majority of which are reportedly based in China. Chinese media reported the plane maker expects annual production to reach 150 jets within 5 years. Although assembled in China, the plane relies heavily on components such as engines and avionics from Western firms. Neither European nor U.S. regulators have certified the aircraft yet. Until they do, key international markets will remain closed to the C919.
That's Reuters' Gabe Singer reporting. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.